Good morning. It's January 26th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we're going to be reading Luke chapter 19, verse 41, and it reads, "And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it." And here now is the second time we see our dear Lord weeping. The first time we see him weep is over the death of his good friend Lazarus, in John chapter 11, verse 35. Now we see him weep again, and this time maybe more unexpectedly. It made sense to cry at the tomb of a dear friend, but here, he's surrounded by a throng of rejoicing disciples. Why are they rejoicing while Christ weeps? Well, they rejoice because they, like us, are mere men. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And these disciples, as we have seen throughout this book and will continue to see, don't understand yet what Jesus came to do, even less what ultimately must be done, not just to Christ and his body, but to the people of Israel in their precious homeland. Christ, the eternal, second member of the Godhead, knows for what he came to the earth and knows ultimately what must be done. He knows of the falling away, the betrayal, as well as the destruction that awaits Israel just a few decades after his death. He knows because this was always the intention of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, "Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ before the ages began." Before the ages began, Christ was given to us. So in this verse, I think we can truly see both the perfect love of God married with the perfect justice of God. Christ loves because God is love. But God's perfect righteousness demands judgment for our sins. Like at Lazarus's tomb, death is coming for Jerusalem, and it must come. Jesus knows it and accepts it, but still his love shows through and he weeps.
And this weeping, we could say, is more serious than his weeping over Lazarus because it's a spiritual death, not physical. And this is really sad. Jesus arrives as the humble, victorious king, and they don't see it. When Jesus is being crucified, he says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He teaches to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And that's what he does. He sees the city and weeps over it, and later on he prays while they are persecuting him.
Yeah, it's a great picture of the God and the man married together. And our psalm of the day is Psalm 120, verse 2. "Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 26, verse 21. "As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.